Blog Talk Radio.
Hottest topics.
Hottest music.
And the hottest ladies. You're listening to The Girlfriend Network,
where women stay connected, with your host, Nick Holmes,
Tahira,
and Karishma, on the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
Happy Monday, everyone. You're listening to the Girlfriend Network right here on the Love Zone USA. We got an exciting topic tonight. And, of course, I am Karishma and my lovely co-host, Nicole. Are you on?
I'm here. Good evening, Karish, and good evening, listeners. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm great for a Monday, another Monday. And while we're at it, we want to thank our listeners for joining us for another night of fabulous radio. And as Karish said, we have a great guest tonight. We're excited to have him.
Yes, we have the wonderful Jermell Howard, who's going to be discussing his book, How Men Act in Relationships and Why. I mean, I think this is a question that many of our listeners probably ask day in and day out. Why is my man acting like this? Why? So we're very excited to have him give all his knowledge. A lot of you may know him. He's popular. He's been in a lot of movies. He's coming up in The Next Purge. He's been on Power. Really, really amazing. We're so excited to have him on tonight.
Absolutely. So, you know, like
what's
you said,
been going on
he,
the phone?
Well, I've been good. You know, still waiting for the summer to pop off. We are technically going to be in May, tomorrow? And I still feel like it's fall. But other than that, I see, like, it's staying lighter longer. Have you guys noticed that? Like, I came out the gym this evening, and it was, like, around 7 o'clock, and it was still light out. And I was like, woo, you know, that's a great sign, right?
Exactly. You know, the weather's been awesome. How it's been. But I also want to mention to the listeners to make sure to give us a call. Give us your opinion. You can call us at 347-539. And let us know how you're feeling about the topic, if you have any input, because I'm sure we have some exciting stories out there.
Yes, exactly. I know I have a lot to say about the topic. I'm sure you do. And like you said, it's a big topic. Like, you know, we all want to know why our men or any man in general acts the way they do at certain times, especially in a relationship, moreover, at the beginning of the relationship. And Jermell is also going to tell us how to keep that man, right? How to keep your relationship together. So with this relationship guide booklet that he wrote, and I'm just like, Karish, how does he find time to do this? You're acting, and I mean, he's acting in like the hottest stuff that's out right now. And then on top of that, he was able to write this self-help guide for us women. So I'm like, you know, that's a lot.
No, definitely. I'm curious about that as well as, like, you know, really taking the time out to even care. Because a lot of times when you're busy, it's like, oh, you know, this is knowledge I have. But to actually share the knowledge that people would want is, like, also.
Yeah, pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. So, so what we're going to do, we're going to take a break. We're going to listen to some music. And we're going to come back shortly. Stay tuned, listeners, and please call in 347-539-5729. Talk to me, Karish, or our guest, Jermell Howard, which is coming up on the flip side.
Hey, love, love, hey, love, 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 love.
I've ever been. We should have never been. Girl, we was better friends. You didn't have to tell me what went wrong. My cake and need it too. I'm a guy, and of course you don't understand. But you would if you thought like a man.
What's up, y'all? This is Charlie Wilson, and you're listening to
The Love Zone USA, where you can listen to your heart, and we live and learn.
Welcome back to the Girlfriend Network right here on The Love Zone USA. Sorry for that. We had some technical difficulties, so there's a little silence there, but we are back on air. Dakota, are you with me?
I'm here.
All right, wonderful. So, anyway, we are back to talking about how men act in a relationship and why. And we're going to have a Jermel tonight, which is going to be absolutely wonderful. So, Nicole, we have to discuss this. Now, we've talked a lot
about
love and relationships and how things change. But what do you think is the biggest difference that you've seen with how men act when they're pursuing someone versus once they kind of get the whole tag and now it's official, like they're someone's boyfriend, they're someone's man,
right,
through and through? What do you think is the biggest difference?
Well, I always
or do you even
say,
think there is one?
Yes, I do. I do oftentimes because men love the chase. They love the chase.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
My thing is, as long as you can keep a man chasing, probably the better. You know, that's just how I feel. And once they get you, I'm not saying that they treat you bad once in a relationship, but I think things slow down, or let's just say they get comfortable. And I'm not saying the women doesn't either, But I think the men look at women, you know, when they're in pursuit for a challenge, you know, and a man's ego comes into play. So it's just like, oh, you know, they'll work really, really hard to get us. But once they get us, they work so hard to keep us. And but you know what, Carissa? I've heard men have the same argument. You know, like what the things that women have done in the beginning to get them, you know, like the ridiculous things that they do. I mean, I have stories of females that went to bed with makeup and get up before the guy just to freshen up, to still look like the supermodel. And then once they get comfortable, it's like, whatever, now you're going to get the cold cream and the headscarf. I'm guilty. I'm a little guilty of that. But, you know, so what do you think? Do you think it's about the chase, or do you think things change, or, what, you know, how do you feel about that?
You know, this is how I feel about it. I do think that there is a chase, but I think there's a big difference in the fact that it depends on if the man is chasing just to kind of, like, have some instant gratification. You know, like, I'm chasing her just because she's not being responsive, and I want to, like, have some fun, and, I, you know, that's why I'm pursuing her. But I think there's a difference when a man is pursuing a woman to become the girlfriend or become the wife or however it is going to be in the relationship. There's a different type of, you know, pursual that's happening there. The whole game is different. So I think, you know, because I've seen men that are like, you know, have like an infatuation with somebody and they just kind of want to chase them only to maybe date them for a little while or even just for a couple nights, honestly, to, you know, say it. But then there's a difference when I see like a, you know, a friend who may be interested in someone that they see like, oh, this is potential. This is long term. Like, this is going to be someone I really want. In that way, I don't think it changes much when they become a boyfriend. I think they become more like, okay, let me really pursue you, and then, exactly like you said, let me do anything to keep you here. Like, I have decided that you're the one that I really want to spend my time with, so I'm going to do anything to keep you here. So I think that is the kind of big difference is between the two.
You're right. But, I guess it depends on the guy's goals, right, at the particular time. Is he looking for absolute long-term as far as marriage, or is he just trying to be with this woman for a season or a reason? So, but, you know, but, Carish, with that being said, I understand that Jermell Howard has joined us. He's here. Are you there, Jermell?
Hey, how you doing? Hello.
Hey, hello.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
And congratulations on all of your success. You are doing the thing right now. You know, we were just talking about you earlier, saying you're like in all the hottest projects right now that we're all a huge fan of, your projects yourself. And, which, and then, you know, you've even found time to write a book. So, you know, we want to discuss everything with you. So we're kind of going to break it up into a couple of segments, if you don't mind, Jermell, you know, for our listeners. And first, we want to talk about your acting career, and then later on, we'll get into your book, if that's okay?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I don't need to tell the listeners, you know, where they can find you on social media and everything like that as well, so that way they can, you know, start following you, reach out to you, really, because you are doing some amazing things.
Yes, thank you. You can find me. It's just my name. Everything is my name. It's Jermell Howard, Jermell Howard, and that's on Instagram, on Snapchat. It's on Facebook, I believe. It's actor Jermell Howard. But yeah, it's just my name, pretty much.
Wonderful. And Jermell, how did you kind of get into acting? What made you realize that this is a passion you want to follow?
I started off in music, and I was at a point where I was just on a label, and I was just signed, and I wasn't making any money. And I met a manager, and he said, you know, you have a look. You should try to get into the acting thing. So I was like, I never did that before. And he was like, well, it don't matter. You just give it a shot. So I gave it a shot, and I did an audition for a Burger King commercial and ended up booking it. And I was like, I'll book something. And I called him, and he was like, all right, well, let's try to go on another one and see how I go. And the next four things I auditioned for, I booked them. And he was like, maybe this is what you're supposed to be doing instead of, you know, instead of the music. Yeah.
That's amazing.
And what is, you know, like kind of one of the most projects that's upcoming that you're excited about? Because, you know, like Nicole was saying earlier, like you're doing Power, you're doing so many different things. What kind of genre, what, like with acting, what is your kind of new favorite thing that you're getting into?
You know what? I like character acting. You know, I did Marvel's Luke Cage. So I'm really leaning into the Marvel world. I played Shamik on Luke Cage. So that was like, and I'm glad I didn't get a you know, it's crazy. But I'm glad I didn't get a bigger, like one of the character roles, because I'm really trying to get into that Avengers universe. You know, so that's something that I'm aiming for right now. As being in the Marvel family is a little, you know, I get a different look because I'm already, you know, associated with Marvel. I'm able to get a look. But projects I have coming up now, I just finished filming The Purge 4, which is called The Actual...
I saw the trailer. No way.
Yeah.
No way.
Trailer is crazy,
it.
Right? You got to do it because I'm in it. You
no,
got to go.
Well, that's true, but I'm scared. I'm already scared. I was just saying to the ladies, yo, like, I don't do scary movies, and that looks insane.
No, I. You know what's funny? I don't really do a lot of the scary movies either. But it was like when we were shooting the warehouse, one of the warehouses, one of the scenes we was at, I didn't even want to go in there. I was like, listen, man, I'm not going in there. You know, I mean, it was my day off. I didn't have to go in there. But everybody just was like, come check it out. Come, you should go look. And I went, and I was like, I'm not going in there.
So I get it. Jermell, what I always wanted to know about the actors that do the scary films, like when you're on set, is your like sensitivity, you know, your senses really heightened? Like, are you really scared? Do they really scare you? Or, you know, do you know what's coming? Or like, I don't know, it just seems like it would be so creepy that you would automatically be kind of weirded out and scared.
No, it's not like that. I'm going to tell you why.
No. Okay.
Because because what makes it, what brings that to the audience has a lot to do with the ambiance and the scoring. See what I'm saying? So you don't, when you're there shooting, you don't hear that music. You don't hear the
right.
You know, you don't get all of that.
Right.
So it's just kind of dry. So you don't get as scared. You need that ambiance and that's those scorings to bring that feeling. It's a collective thing.
True. Okay. You're teaching us some stuff today.
I'm really excited about
The
Purge. The Purges are my favorite. So, Nicole, like, we're going to go to the theater together. Like, I'll get you some popcorn. I'll hold your hands for the thing. It's going to be amazing.
Oh.
I absolutely love The Purge movies. The whole concept and idea is insane. And they're always, everyone just gets better and better. So we're excited.
Well, this one is going to be like, it's a prequel. So this is going to be how it got started.
Okay.
Oh, so like before, when it actually became a thing.
Right. What brought it about and how to get started. So this is, it's based in, it's going to be based in Staten Island. We did a lot of shooting in Buffalo, but it's going to be based in Staten Island. So it's going to be the truth, man. They like trying to get the hood to purge themselves, and it's crazy. Some people stand up to it. It's some oppression things going on. We got we got some real issues in there. Like it's a good film. It's a good film.
And
when does
the
movie come out?
Yes.
July 4th.
July 4th. Okay.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yep.
All right. After the movie, Nicole's going to be scared when she hears the fireworks in the street because we're going to be like, what's happening? It's the
fireworks. Oh, exactly. You know, I watch scary movies through my fingers. Is that not crazy? But that's how I watch scary movies. Yeah. So.
Look, a scary movie stick with me for at least 2 weeks in my brain. So it's hard for me to shake them. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yes. Yes.
Wonderful.
All right, Jermaine.
All right, so we're
going to
talk
it,
so much more. We're going to talk so much more when we come back. We're going to play Django Jane by Janelle Monáe. We're going to come back with Nikone and Jermaine Howard and me talking all things about how men act in a relationship and why.
Yep.
Let's get started. Yeah, this is my palace. Champagne in my chalice. I got it all covered like a wedding band. Wonderland store, my alias is Alice. And we gon' start a motherfucking pussy riot. Or we gon' have to put them on a pussy diet. Look at that, I guarantee I got them quiet. Look at that, I guarantee they all inspired. A-Town made it out there. Straight out Kansas City, yeah, we made it out there. Celebrated, graduated, made it past fail. Sassy, classy, Kool-Aid with the kale. Mama was a G, she was cleaning hotels. Papa was a driver, I was working retail. Kept us in the back of the store, we ain't hitting no more. Moonlit, nigga, lit, nigga. Already got the Oscar for the Costa. Running down Grammys with the family. Probably give a Tony to the homie. Probably get an Emmy dedicated to the highly melanated. Arc Android orchestrated. Yeah, we highly melanated. Arc Android orchestrated. Yeah, Gemini still jamming. Box office numbers and they doing outstanding. Running out of space in my damn bandwagon. Remember when they used to say I look too mannish? Black girl magic, y'all can't stand it. Y'all can't ban it, made out like a bandit. They've been trying hard just to make us all vanish. I suggest they put a flag on a whole nother planet. Jane Vine, never Jane Doe. And I Django, never Sambo. Black and white, yeah, that's always been my camo. It's looking like y'all gonna need some more ammo. I cut them off, I cut them off, I cut them off like Van Gogh. Now, damn right for the angle. I got away with murder, no scandal. Cue the violins and violas. We gave you life, we gave you birth. We gave you God, we gave you earth. We film the future, don't make it worse. You want the world, well what's it worth? Emoticons, Decepticons, and Autobots. Who twist the plot, who shot the sheriff, then fled to Paris. In the darkest hour, spoke truth to power. Made a bandroid out of your girlfriend. Let's get caught downtown in the whirlwind. And paint the city pink, paint the city pink. And put the world in, just in case the world is. And nigga down dog, nigga move back, take a seat, you are not involved. And hit the mute button, let the vagina have a monologue. Mansplaining, I fold them like origami. What's the way, baby, this a tsunami. For the culture, I kamikaze. I put my life on a lifeline. If she the GOAT, now would anybody doubt it? If she the GOAT, now would anybody doubt it? Do anybody got it? Do anybody got it? I say anybody got it.
When I need to lead the weapon against the challenges of love, I'll call on the Love Zone USA. This is Danny Glover.
Welcome back to the Girlfriend Network, and you are here with me, Nikone, and Karishma, with our special guest, Jermaine Howard. We're talking to him about his fabulous acting career, and we're going to talk in a little while about his book, How Men Act in a Relationship. Callers, hey, call us. Talk to us. Talk to Jermaine. 347-539-5729. Also, the Girlfriend Network has a IG page. Please follow us at the_girlfriend_network. So we're back. Jermaine. So,
yeah.
Oh, my God. I want to talk to you about power. Who does
not love
power? Like, power is on fire.
Yeah.
So that must have been crazy to be on set with 50 and the rest of the cast. So tell us about that and how you got that gig and how that came about.
Yeah, I got a call to do a read, I went and read with a casting director, and she was like that a certain executive producer was interested in me playing this role, They wanted me to, they was going to have me play another role, but they didn't think that one fit, and they've been watching me for a minute, and I'm like, who is this, you know? So I finally get a call for that role, and I booked it, and then they was like, you know, it's Power, and I'm like, oh, whoa, you know, because that was my favorite show. So, you know,
yes.
I was just Power and Game of Thrones was my, those were my two shows. So I was like, Power. And so I get, you know, Courtney Kemp, she, the executive producer, mm-hmm. she brings me to
right.
the table read, and I sit with everybody. 50 came in, and Omari, and everybody came in, and I'm reading, and I'm like, wow, everybody here, the whole cast is here.
Wow.
You know, and I got to meet everybody. Everybody's super cool, man, and down to earth. It was amazing.
So
that
tell us about
amazing.
Your character on Power.
Yeah, I play
yes.
Brains. A lot of people mix me and the cop up, Ray Ray, up a lot. But Ray
right.
Ray kills me. So me and 50 was like, I'm in like Team 50, Team Kanan. So we were robbing houses and
mm-hmm.
Had Tariq setting up the robberies through his, you know, with his friends' houses. And kind of like setting it up, and we go in and rob the houses. And after 50 slid out, Kanan, he slid out the picture for a minute because he got a check. I mean, he got a bag of money. So he went and did his own thing. We still kept up the robbery, and we wasn't supposed to. And we hit a few houses, and then my partner, we robbed one house, and my partner tried to, I guess he was trying to rape the lady, and I'm like, yo, what are you doing? Why are you trying to whatever? And then Tariq yells out my name, Brains, tell him to stop. And then that was it. It was like, America's about to hate me because I shot the lady. And
you killed her.
The lady.
What's wrong
with you? And I was chasing Tariq around. They had so many memes of me chasing Tariq on Twitter. Oh my goodness! It went viral. Like they had him as Forrest Gump running, run Forrest.
That's right.
You know, kind of stuff. It was crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was
wow.
it was amazing though, man. I got to work with somebody I admire a lot.
Yeah, that must have been crazy. And typically, Jamel, how long does a scene like that take to film? Is that like an all-day thing, or does it take a week?
Just that scene, or you mean an episode?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
let's just say that scene, because that scene was pretty intense, and it was a lot happening
okay.
in that scene. So
yeah,
talk about that
scene took probably 2 days.
Wow.
We shot that 2 days and, you know, a few hours in a day, probably like 7-8 hours. They, you know, in between shooting other things, they'll be like, oh, we get in the scene, you know, get into this scene, and then we don't finish it. We come back and finish it the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So about
mm-hmm.
8 hours for that scene.
Right. And Power is shot in New York, correct?
Yeah, we shot it in New York. I'm not sure if they did. Well, yeah, most of all of it is in New York, because even the
okay.
episodes that I'm not in, it was in New York.
Okay.
And also, I mean, you're in so many interesting projects. Can you tell us a
mm-hmm.
bit about, you know, Roxanne?
Yes.
Roxanne,
just
saw
that
man.
One
too.
yeah,
Roxanne.
Like, that was, you know,
yeah. That was
really
excellent.
Yeah, Roxanne she's an icon, man.
Yes.
You know, she started off, you know, she started basically the battle rap for females. She kind of like started all of that, and a lot of people
mm-hmm.
don't know that she kind of like
right.
kick-started Nas and his team.
Right.
You know,
how about
because,
that? At the end,
yeah,
I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah. So I was supposed
that.
To play. I played her cousin. And they omitted that. They omitted that whole character. but it's still, nonetheless, it's still an iconic film that I would suggest everybody
okay.
go see. Definitely. Everybody should check it out anyway. You know, but.
And
I know
okay.
her. You know, I know Roxanne. She's
okay.
cool. She's a sweetheart.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, because, you know, forgive us, but, you know, it says you play Roland, and I said I saw the movie,
yeah.
But I was trying to figure out what, you know.
What
so
character that was.
Like,
yeah, no, nah,
yes,
it happens all the
yes.
time.
Yeah,
they,
so
they,
I was
it's up to
the
editing.
Ladies. Okay. Well, that's
yeah,
good, Jamel, because I was like, I missed him. Like, where, I know who you are. I know your face, and I'm like,
yeah.
struggling because I'm like,
like
I don't remember him. So.
Yeah, no, that one they omitted the scene, and then you know a lot of stuff don't make the editing floor, and it was a situation where I don't really do just one scene things. Now you know you gotta when you growing, it's like all
right,
you grow, you
right.
start off with like your one liners, then you stop doing those, and then you do your scenes things, and then you stop doing that, and now you're doing episodes, and then you stop doing that because now you need more than one episode. When you're booking something, you know what I'm saying? So you just, it's a part
right,
of flow.
Right.
So at that point, I already was past that part of just doing a scene, but being
right.
that who it was like, all
right,
I'll do that because and it's just
right.
a scene, but I'll do that part
right.
because I want to be a part of, you know, this iconic movie. So,
right.
but they end up chopping the scene. So, you know, because of something else, it didn't have nothing to do with me. I think it was because of something happened in the scene that wasn't supposed to be in it and whatever, and they couldn't
right.
shoot it again. So I was like, all right, cool. I mean, that happens. That's like not abnormal,
absolutely.
You know. Yeah.
Absolutely,
so,
it happens. And you know what? No worries.
Can't win
because
them all.
You've done
no.
some incredible stuff. Your resume is extensive, and you're in, like I said at the top of the show, like the hottest projects going on right now. So,
yes, working
cool
hard,
to you.
Man, working hard.
Yes.
Yeah, that.
And I know
definitely.
It's going to get better. You're going to get more roles. You're going to get bigger
oh,
roles.
Yeah.
You know, you are definitely on the uptick. So that's why we're really happy that you came on the show and spent some time with us. So we're very appreciative and humbled by you being here.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
So just quickly, Jamel, like I just want to know, like what do you have in the future as far as future projects, and who would you like to work with in the future? I mean, you've worked with some big time people already.
Yeah,
what,
I've worked
what's
with
in
my
your
idol.
Forecast?
I've worked with my idol Denzel. I've worked with Jodie Foster, Terrence Howard. I've worked with a lot of people, but I really want to work with Forest Whitaker. That's one of my favorite people, man. Producers. Directors, he's a producer, director, and actor, so he's one of my favorites. I want to work with Forest Whitaker, and I would love to do something with Don Cheadle. A couple others, you know, I would love to do some stuff with, and a lot of stuff is in the making. I'm writing now as well, so the next thing is I'm pushing a project that I'm writing to a couple networks, so I'll be able to have my own platform real soon, and you know, everything else is following, like me wrapping up Tales. I did Tales on BET. I play Tyrone in the episode
mm-hmm.
Track Queens with me, Lance Gross,
mm-hmm.
Michelle Mitchener from Lethal Weapon, from Fox's Lethal Weapon, and a couple other people, big people. But wrap that up. So that's already out there. And then just finished Purge. Like I said, we literally just finished mm-hmm. that. And they still editing that. Even though they got a trail out, they still doing editing. So by the time that hits July 4th, I should be solidifying my deal for my show and pushing that. We're moving forward.
That's amazing. We are all looking forward to that, as well as the many upcoming projects you have. This is great. We're going to continue all of them and go into your book. When we come back, we're going to listen to Girls Trip by Girls District.
Okay.
Man, why is life so crazy? Listen, so I got a best friend, right? We grew up together, been through shit together. We that tight, down for the get down. Yeah, poly fly, do anything, no matter what, the limit is the sky. Convos on having babies at the same damn time. Addicted to her, she might know I'm on my last damn rhyme. I would never do it like they do it. I love my sis, is that a goddamn crime? Girl code, all the rules I buy, good advice I provide, BFFF with all my pride. When she got married, man, that shit was scary. Everything we supposed to do, that shit got buried. Niggas cheat till they can't cheat, so they won't cheat, they all need they ass beat. Repent. Niggas cheat till they can't cheat, so they won't cheat, they all need they ass beat. Repent. Niggas cheat till they can't cheat, so they won't cheat, they all need they ass beat. Repent. Niggas cheat till they can't cheat, so they won't cheat, they all need they ass beat. Repent. Don't get me wrong, I was happy for her. She got the kind of love every woman works for. But all along, her nigga was a dog. Cute shit, I felt it, I peeped it. All along, he knew it. She was so weak for him. In anything he say, she believes. She'll go to court for him. Till the fuck boy start looking at me, trying to holler like he knew it would be this easy. Toxic. He don't know that baby girl. Hope she believe me and don't resent me. That'll blow up her world. Shit, this'll blow up her world. Should I just not come around anymore? Should I tell her her nigga is a whore? Bros over hoes, does that count anymore? She might take it personal. I'm so uncomfortable. God, what should I do? Let me know. Niggas cheat till they can't cheat, so they won't cheat, they all need they ass beat. Repent. Niggas cheat till they can't cheat, so they won't cheat, they all need they ass beat.
Pick up the phone, show me it was real. Pick up the phone, show me it was real. Pick up the phone, show me it was real. Pick up the phone.
Yeah, yeah. I don't wanna put no pressure on ya. I just wanna put a blessing on ya. Since our last undressing session, I'm not really sure if you've been checking. I'm progressing. I just heard my thoughts are popping out in Macedonia and even Serbia. I don't mean to burden you. If you got a man since then, I understand. Last thing I want to do is get you jammed, especially if he's a fan. He probably never want to hear my shit again. And I need every single sound scan. But if you single and you down, then I'm in your town feeding for another round. I was counting down the days. Been more patient than a Browns fan. Where that chip at? Probably on your shoulder, cause I forgot to hit back. Left you on red. Apologies are said, but often never meant. Well, that I repent for message never sent now.
Hello, stranger. It's been a minute since we last kissed. And by the way, I just got in town. And I won't let cumulus clouds all in the sky ruin my vibe. Usually I don't do this often, but since recruiting isn't an option due to unusual rain and thunder, baby, I wonder, baby, I wonder, would you just put your sweats on, put your sweats on for me? I got the plug, I made the call for green. Mm-hmm. I'm talking late night for ya. Let me lay a great time on ya. Don't hesitate, no, don't you. Mm-hmm. Just say you will come through and chill, chill, chill. Just say you will. Come through and chill, chill, chill.
Mm-hmm. I wanna say it. I wanna all night. I wanna all night. Say it. I wanna all night.
Hello, stranger.
Hey, this is Chris Jasper. You may remember me as part of the group The Isley Brothers. You may also remember me as part of the group Isley Jasper Isley. Well, speaking of love, join me for a ride you won't want to miss on thelovezoneusa.com.
Welcome back to the Girlfriend Network right here on the Love Zone USA. I am here with my co-host, Nicole, and our special guest, Jermell Howard.
Are you on air?
Wonderful. Yeah. And callers, make sure to continue to call in. There's been just some technical difficulties going on, so some calls have been getting dropped, but don't let that stop you from trying again, just like Aaliyah said. So make sure you give us a call because we're going to get into Jermell's awesome book about how men act in a relationship and why. And I know that our listeners, more than any other show's listeners, has a lot of opinions and questions about this topic. So, Jermell, can we go into it? I want to know how you kind of, you know, when you're in an acting career and, like, you're busy, you're doing amazing projects, how do you still have time to then focus on, you know, writing a book, giving people advice about something that they really want to hear about and something that takes a lot of, you know, you have to go from your own experience, you have to be really vulnerable with it?
Yeah. Well, you do have time in between projects to write, and I like, when you like writing, it's really not work, so you find time, and you know, you make time for what you want and what you love, absolutely. So I had time in between. I believe Orange is the New Black, where I played Janae Watson's boyfriend. And I shot that, and in between that, I wrote the book.
Nice. So
what made you, like, why this topic? So you have the time, you know, you finished, you know, playing your role in Orange is the New Black. So what made you kind of want to write a book about this topic? What inspired you?
I never, you know what, it was never supposed to be a book. I was just going through some things in memory about relationships, and I just was writing them down, and I showed a friend of mine, and she was like, you need to make that a book. And I was like, you know what, all right, I'll try that. And I just was like, all right, I want to do something to check it off the I did it list, you know. And I put the book together. It kind of like just, you know, just a collective collage of my experiences and my opinions based on other people as well, though. I have a few parts of the book where I gather some good intel and get enough people to give me their answers. And then I say, okay, the majority of this people came up with this answer, so this is the reason why a man might say this, you know. Give women good insights.
Okay, so that's the question I'm dying to know is, like, what is it? How do men act in a relationship and why? Because I'm still single, so I'm still trying to figure this out. So I probably need this advice more than anyone. How does this happen?
Well, it depends on specifically what situation you're talking about. See, because you could want to know, like, dang, why, you know, why we had an argument that day, and I didn't, you know, I didn't think I did anything to have an argument, and I would explain what happened that day, because, you know, 9 times out of 10, I'll be like, well, you know, when a man say, yo, and, you know, he's looking kind of stressed out, and you come home, and you're like, yo, what's wrong? And he's like, nah, I'm all right. First of all, the body language and that sound, I'm all right right there, already let you know that there is something wrong, right? So that's one.
Right.
But two, if he's like, yeah, I'm trying to figure some things out, 9 times out of 10, a woman will be like, well, you know, what? And they'll keep pressing right there. That's the time you fall back, because you guys may think that you know, I'm trying to figure some things out, meaning it's about you two, and it's never usually about the woman and the man. When a man say that, that's usually got something to do with money. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like the language and the communication and the timing of questions and things that you press for that you have to really be sensitive to, you know, because any given time, like one of those things can be the spark of an argument or the press of some bad energy, you know? So I'm just clarifying that up for you guys, letting you know that this might not be the right time if you said this or the reason you had an argument that day could have been because you X, Y, and Z, you know, and telling you. So it's really dependent on the situation and specifically what happened. And I go through a bunch of situations in the book.
Oh, that's cool. Jermell, so tell me what you think about this. So I have a lot of male friends who are like my bros, you know, and seriously, mm-hmm. they're like my bros, and I can talk to them about things that a man goes through or how they feel. So basically, their best advice to me was a couple of things. The first thing is never nag. Like, that's the worst thing you could do to a man is, first of all, nag. Second of all, hit him with a we need to talk text or anything in that nature. You never, ever want to do that. You're laughing, so I must be spot on. And the third thing they said, the best thing that you could do for a man in your home is to always provide peace. Like, that man will gravitate towards you home when he knows he can come home and be at peace. So
now
those
I
are
can
the three things. Okay.
I could tell you that peace should be number one.
Okay.
Because there's nothing better than a man that, like, there's nothing more powerful than a man that has peace of mind. And he's going to go to that place. Like, I'll give you an example. Einstein, him and his wife signed a contract that he was to leave him alone for a certain amount of hours in a day, and he made her sign a contract. And he said that if you abide by the contract, I'll give you all the money. I'll give you half of what I make from the prizes that he makes from the science. And he did it, and she signed it. And, you know, she's wealthy. And, of course, she ended up being super rich because he came up with all those theories.
Right.
So, but the point was that he needed the time to the peace, because that's where you are most creative. That's where we can. That's where the man actually puts pieces of his life together. Okay, I need to do this. I need to figure that out. Trying to, how are we going to get through this week? We got to, and everything that he's going through is being dealt with through peace. He has to have peace of mind. So at the time when he's trying to drop everything to go to that moment of peace, and a female is like, well, you know, what are you going to do tomorrow? Well, you said yesterday, and now today, and that was, you know, you're like, yeah, but this is a bad time for that right now, you know. So, and then that's when the explosion comes, and then, you know, because most men, a lot of men can't, you know, express themselves properly. So then it's just like more aggression than anything, and then you get the argument. So peace of mind should be first. Like, and you'll notice that the more peaceful an environment is, the more a man would want to be around it, you know. So
exactly,
you know, we gravitate to that. So that's number one. Nagging, that's a given. That's like no nagging and no. And listen, if you got to play the fool, no nagging and it's peace of mind, I am there.
Yeah.
Like, that's just, you know, that's just what it is.
Jermell, what about the women that say we nag because we care? No.
But that's not how it works. See, we know that already. That because you give us the peace, we know that you care. That's where we get it. The communication. All right. For instance, our communications are so different, but it's the communication and understanding that's gonna make us connect more, because We can never really say, yo, I love you. We don't say that, but you know that.
No.
Saying you'll know that. So it's not something that you should be like, okay, because I didn't verbally communicate it. Like, our communication is different. You'll see, you'll know that, because guess what? As soon as let somebody say something funny and we step right in, hey, what do you mean? This is my throat. You know what I'm saying? Like, you'll see we show our love through protection and through guidance and through, you know, sex. And stuff like that, so that, like, we are a different breed of people. So you guys are the verbal, emotional ones. So y'all, that feels good to y'all. That feels connected for y'all to say that and to talk and to say everything out. Us, it's more, you know, we got testosterone, so it's more like, you know, you see what it is, you know. But understanding that, it allows you to exist together.
No. Right, true. And how about lastly, the one we need to talk, ultimate no-no, you never, especially in a text,
please don't say that.
We need to talk.
Please.
Yeah.
Because the first thing you're going to get is some, like, teeth sucking, like.
Right, exactly.
You know,
eyes rolling.
We need
Got
to
it.
Talk. If I'm going to tell you, a lot of people understand things, right? A lot of times we overstand. And that's, we already see, you know, the first thing, the second thing, the third thing you're going to talk about, and we trying to get to the answer. I'm an Aries. We problem solvers. So we don't like to stick in the problem that much. We like to get to the answers. You know, all right, so what's the solution? You know, so I already seen the problem and seen it. So if you, and a lot of times women would stay in the argument of and stay in the problem itself. You know, we got to talk. Yeah, okay, yeah. Remember the other day you took the car and I was supposed to get in there. I was there. I took the car. I remember. What's the solution? Cause you could jump right to the solution, actually. You know what I'm saying? And skip all of that and jump to the solution. And we don't got to, you know, because if you start off with, hey, when you take the car next time, just let me know that you did. And then that's it. It's done. You know, there's no need to even say, yo, we got to have a talk, or we got to just get right to the solution. Get past it and get through it fast, because the longer we sit in, when you say we need to speak, the longer we sit in while you're speaking is a form of submission for us, and it's like an inner testosterone thing is not letting us do it. We're going to have to argue. We're going to have to snap back. We're going to have to, the defense is going to come. You know what I'm saying? It's like an inner instinct. It's like you got us by submission right now. It's like it doesn't compute for us. It's like we short circuit after a while.
So, Jermell, I'm interested. So you said that, you know, as you were creating this book, it wasn't supposed to be a book. So you've been, you know, you've been talking to other people about their experiences, your experiences. What was the most common experience that kind of came about that everyone was like, oh, been there, or acted like this, or this happens to me? What was one that pretty much everyone could relate to?
Yeah.
Everyone could relate to the part where I, in my book, I explained a situation where me and my ex was at a bar, and a guy, I was playing pool, and she was sitting at a game, like the little games, you put a quarter in or whatever, and she was at the game, and a guy walked up to her, and she had a tattoo on her hand, and he kind of like grabbed her hand and was like, oh, that's a nice tattoo, and was talking to her, and she had her hand. So in the book, I'm saying that that's wrong. Like, you should never let a man just grab your hand as a form of submission to another man. And I felt like I shouldn't even have to say anything. You know what I'm saying? So to me, it's like, okay, your hand is personal. Like, that's super personal. You're touching my face with your hands. You know, you touch our food with your hands. You give your hand, you know, your hand is real sacred to me. So I don't think that everybody agreed with that. Like, so many people was like, yeah, that is serious for me. That's and I don't think that the man should react there unless it's a violation. If she would have snatched the hand back and then somebody would have grabbed her again, like, wait, let me see the, you know, that, hey, didn't she say? That's when the man come in, you know, but it, right there, you don't even need the man to be like, she could be like, listen, don't touch me. My man is right there, and I'm not into men, people touching me, or whatever you say, you know, but protect yourself because people, you know, people, energies change. They swap. Like, people dump things on you don't even know. You know what I'm saying? And just by touching you, you know, it's a serious thing. You know,
yeah,
attitudes and things snap, and people, and you like, hey, you moved, like, you know, you don't know why. Somebody walked by and touched you and hugged you or whatever, and now you got a little bad energy on you. Like, you can't just let anybody be touching you like that. So that was like a thing for me, and I found so many men was like, man, you know, like, you know how many times I almost had to fight because somebody, you know, I'm like, dang, a lot of people.
No,
you know, so
no.
That's
you
something
can't be,
that was serious.
No, Jamal, we
no,
can't be fighting because
no.
We don't want to see you on TMZ or on the news. So you
can... Oh, no, I ain't
okay.
Not doing
okay.
That. No, I'm not doing that.
Okay.
It's a long time ago.
Okay.
Jermel, thank you so much. Thank you so much for being here. We're so grateful to have you on the Girlfriend Network and to have you talk with us.
Absolutely.
You know, as the show comes to an end, we'd love for you to tell the listeners where they can find you, all over social media. You know, again, the drop date on The Purge, I believe, is July 4th, so everyone knows what they're doing on 4th of July weekend. And then let the listeners know where they can get your book because, you know, like I said,
yeah.
More than anything else, our listeners love this advice. They are going to loop that up and reread it every day, and you're probably going to get DMs all the time being like, Jermel, please tell me how to do this. Jermel, please have something
yeah,
to do that.
Yeah, I love that.
So.
Send them. the book has a page, has a Facebook page, so you can go on How Men Act in a Relationship and Why on Facebook, and the book has its own page, and I do put posts up of different things every day or every other day. To get different little insights. And besides that, you can catch me on Instagram or Snap or anything. It's my name, Jermel Howard, Howard, Jermel Howard. And that's on Instagram, that's on Snap. Facebook is actor Jermel Howard, or the book, How Men Act in a Relationship and Why, on Facebook. And you can get the book on Amazon Kindle right now. You can go to my page and the book's page and just click the link, and it'll take you to Amazon to get the book. Yep. And I enjoyed myself.
Well, you have an open invitation. Please come back, visit with us anytime. Let us know what's going on. We're fans. You know, we appreciate you, we support you, and we are so proud of you. So, you know, keep
definitely
reaching new heights, and we will be watching. So, unfortunately, time flies when we're having fun. So, on behalf of me and Karishma, and, of course, Jermel, shout out to Ann and Denise, our producers. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in and hanging out with us. Once again, we will be back next week, same time, same place, with the topic Moms Who Rock with Alexandra Bernard Simmons. Have a great week, everyone. Peace and love.
like a sun.